Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. It is the second day of June 2011 on this Live Thursday edition. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours. We have Catherine Austin Fitz, a big banking finance insider, joining us for the second half of the next hour to break down the big stock market plunge yesterday and the sudden announcements that, oh my gosh, the economy is going over the edge of a cliff. The economy went over the edge of a cliff more than 3 years ago, and the system knows that. Wall Street saying, oh my gosh, things are terrible. Oh, they're not terrible for Wall Street. They're not terrible for the big mega banks, the private Federal Reserve shareholders. They have engineered this system on record. We're going to be breaking that down today. Haven't had him on in probably 4 or 5 months, so time flies. But Alan Watt, great researcher of Cutting Through the Matrix, is going to be joining us to talk about the current position of the globalist program of establishing and expanding their world government program and what their end game is. He'll be joining us today. Now, there is an article that I read this morning that really spurred my thought processes, studying the Federal Reserve over the years and studying their policies worldwide. This is just the regional holding company for a collection of private banking families. You could say four horsemen. You could say five horsemen. There's really, from our research, five megabanks operating in Europe and the United States. But excellent article by Dean Henderson at Infowars.com and GlobalResearch.ca. The Federal Reserve Cartel, the eight families. And this is part one of a four-part series and mentions the eight families. And I agree this is accurate research. But in this first part, it gets into detail on two of the families. It's an eight-page article. I'm going to try to go over some of this because the mere fact that they try to keep it secret, who owns the Federal Reserve, congressmen have to release their financials, presidents do, but the IRS, the CIA, nobody can look into the Federal Reserve. And we've got the clips we played of Alan Greenspan saying that the Federal Reserve is above the law. Remember that clip? In fact, we'll probably dig that out and play that later on Lair NewsHour, where he said, well, no one can look at us, no branch of government. We are above government. Think about the magnitude of this hoax, how ridiculous it is. And then you see the policies of these groups and of these organizations and the type of programs that they're launching against humanity. It's not that we just have these shadowy rulers who control the issuance of currency and credit and dominate and sit on the boards of almost every Fortune 500 company because they have unlimited wealth. They've bought everything up. It's the fact that it gives them then the power to have a total continuity of agenda worldwide. And so the world we see being built is being built by these individuals from behind the scenes, and they're charting our destiny, and that's wrong. I also have some reports here dealing with the curious thing that's been noticed with some of these genetically modified corn crops and others that it basically has engineered into it a anti-fertility component that causes an autoimmune response. And there's some more news on that today that we're going to be breaking down. But when you come face to face with a group this diabolical, creating total war against humanity, this total corporate full spectrum dominance, re-engineering of the human society and the human itself to ensure their total victory over humanity, it's incredible. Because these banking money changers have been overthrown countless times in history, in the last 5,000 years, in every culture, from China to the Middle East to Europe. So in the last 150 years, they sought to create a scientific dictatorship in their own words. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then, of course, we return to the airwaves Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time as well. Former top-level banking insider in the U.S. government, Catherine Austin Fitch, joins us in the second half of the next hour. And then, of course, anti-globalist researcher Alan Watt will be joining us in the third hour today. Later in the hour, we're going to have open phones into the first half of the next hour. Okay, let me do this. I want to get into all these deaths in Europe from the cucumbers, because now it's being linked to mutated E. coli. Well, I wanted to talk about some of the mutations that are being purposefully engineered with E. coli, just to give you an example of why we're seeing so many flesh-eating bacteria, so many other rogue strains of bacteria that have been directly linked to the modern medical big pharma industrial complex. So we've got that. We've got, obviously, the economy. Now they admit going into free fall. Well, it's always been in free fall in the last three-plus years, and it's by design, engineered by the big mega banks who are all making record bonuses and record profits and who write the laws through the lobbyists, exempting themselves, in most cases, from 100% of taxes. If you're more of a porch globalist, just getting into the power structure like Bill Gates or Google, you might pay a 2.5, a 2.8. Google pays, what, a 2.4. So we're going to be going over all of that today. And I saw an article at Infowars.com from Global Research, the Federal Reserve Cartel, the eight families. And I read the article, and it's extremely accurate. And the truth is, we know who the eight families are. We know who the five megabanks are. And there's actually Carol Quigley, one of their insiders, head of political science, Georgetown, wrote an 1,100-page book bragging about it. We know from the banker bailouts, which are just the grand larceny in front of everybody, to the private cartels, we know exactly who they are, and we know who was at Jekyll Island now 100 years ago in the 2 years leading up to the establishment of the private Federal Reserve, and that same year the private IRS, that is, it's a government operation, but they take your money and deposit it with the Federal Reserve, and 100% of it, as Ronald Reagan's commission in 1981 conclusively found, does go to pay interest on the debt to the bankers who created out of nothing. So they get the world out of nothing. And that's why in the different SEC filings, you'll find that the eight big families own the controlling interest in all of the major Fortune 500 and sit on every board because they have unlimited capital. This is the total takeover of our society. And I'm going to be breaking it down in detail at the bottom of the hour. Also, people have been asking me in the last 2 days, why haven't I covered Wiener, who's gone after gold and silver, who's tried to demonize anybody that talks about the New World Order. And Wiener reportedly has been sent this photo out with his namesake photographed there. Wiener sent out a photo, well, of his last name. And this is standard procedure. First, he said that somebody must have hacked into his phone and sent a fake photo, and that it wasn't him, and now he's saying, well, it may be a photo of Mr. Wiener's, well, last name. Mr. Wiener's, his last name is Wiener, a photo of his last name. So it's possible that the lewd photo is of him, he's now saying. So he's done basically a 160, he's not done a 180 from saying, somebody hacked my phone, it's fake, you can make fake photos. Now he's having to go, well, that might actually be a photo of Mr. Wiener's Mr. Wiener. All right, I'm going to stop joking around on that point. But the illustration here is that these guys are out of control. They're absolutely out of control, and I'm not a fan of Mr. Wiener. He's 100% anti-gun, pro-globalist, anti-gold, pro-Federal Reserve. And but at the end of the day, sending out a photo of his proboscis, I'd rather go after him for being anti-gun, being a pro-globalist. But the issue is he's lied here. And the system loves to go after politicians for petty things, because this doesn't deal with the banker bailout he supported. It doesn't deal with all the corrupt wars of the torture of the Patriot Act and the police state and things that most of Congress is guilty of as well. That's why they went after Bill Clinton for the cigars and the Monica Lewinsky behavior and the sex and then the lying about it. I mean, Ken Starr couldn't go after him for missile secrets and murders and all the corruption, because a lot of Republicans were involved in that as well. So they went after him for a sexual escapade. And it's the same thing with Wiener. But I will not cry myself to sleep at night that Congressman Wiener is going down in flames for the lying. He should have said it was a private photo and was not meant to be sent out. And I apologize. That would have been the end of it. He might have even survived it, but the lying, the instinct to lie, and now he's backtracking again, 160 degrees. He's almost 180, going, okay, it might be a photo of my private parts, Mr. Wiener said. I'm sorry. I just hate Wiener. I mean, I really don't like Wiener. I don't like gun-grabbing pro-New World Order parasites. But Wiener's wife is staying mum on the whole Wiener controversy. And there's a photo of Mr. Wiener with Mrs. Wiener. And, of course, we could talk to her and find out, is that a photo of Mr. Wiener's, well, you know what. All right, I'm done. That's it. Now, getting into more serious issues on the lighter note here at the beginning of the broadcast, as I get into a smattering of some of the other news, let's get into what's really serious. These globalists think they're God. These UN people are above the law. They have diplomatic immunity. The IMF and World Bank have diplomatic immunity. Though that's not being extended, that's been revoked for Dominique Strauss-Kahn. So I believe he did behave like a rutting chimpanzee, as one reporter described him in a closed-door session in 2002, going wild and trying to rip her clothes off. But then when she said no, he backed off. It's more of a aggressive Pepe Le Pew type behavior, and I think it's wrong. But when you get into the Times of London, 1999 had articles about women that escaped from a Rothschild-owned castle, and she ran to the state police. She weighed 85 pounds, it reported, if memory serves. It was in the Burgundy region, where they grow that those great Burgundy grapes. And when they went to the castle, there were women, it looked like concentration camp victims, in cages and some dead bodies. And the story was never seen again. You can pull it up. And then I've got congressional hearings where the congresswoman says to Rumsfeld in 2005 and then again in 2006 in those hearings, you just search the term, Cynthia McKinney grills Rumsfeld. And she says, DynCorp was running the child kidnapping rings and they didn't get in trouble. And he says, well, they were put in a penalty box for a year and couldn't get contracts. And she said, no, they weren't. And he goes, Dr. Chu, head of the Pentagon Finance at the time, will you talk about that? And they just said, we have no comment for you, and they don't get in trouble. The point is, if you're a new listener and you're like, oh, yeah, DynCorp Halliburton running giant child kidnapping ring, sure. Folks, you think I just day after day say this on air and I'm not sued into oblivion? Don't be lazy. Just go search it. Pull it up. We've written articles linked to the Chicago Tribune, Houston Chronicle, BBC. They are allowed to grab children out of backyards, put them on planes, and fly them to Saudi Arabia, Israel, Thailand. They grab men en masse out of Central Europe, Eastern Europe, the Middle East. They take them and put them on deserted islands with brick factories. That's in the articles. I mean, actual slaves. That's why Halliburton moved to Dubai. That's who these people are. You better grow up. Okay, so while we're talking about the Wiener escapade, we've got this situation. This is the Daily Mail French Open investigation into former minister who had orgy with little boys in Morocco. And it came out all over Europe. We've covered these cases here. Happened in the Netherlands, a big case, where the cops were ordered to go investigate. They could hear the little kids, little girls begging for help in the dungeon and didn't help them. And then nationwide, over a million people marched and the government finally sent the guy to prison. And then he tried to call the judges and police that were involved. And it turned out they were, but the whole thing was shut down. And, I mean, they were killing the little kids. And folks, you better grow up. I mean, we're dealing with hardcore psychos that have created a world government system to carry this out at their leisure. Continuing, French prosecutor's office today opened investigation after a former government minister alleged that another ex-minister participated in an orgy with young boys in Morocco. The former education minister, Luc Ferry, will likely be questioned after claiming during a television show that the man was caught in an orgy. A judicial official said the preliminary investigation is aimed at seeking more precise information from Ferry, the official said. And it goes on, this is one of the best buddies of Dominique Strauss-Kahn. So see, Kahn, his dalliances are just running like a wild chimpanzee. In France, a preliminary investigation is conducted to see if a case should be pursued. Ferry, who was an education minister in 02 to 04, did not name the minister in the government, which that minister has served, but said during a television show Monday that he heard about the case from a prime minister. He did not specify which one. And so you ask, why are so many of them reportedly into this and have been caught being into this? Because you don't get into the top club. It's like Bohemian Grove. New York Post, Esquire. I mean, they jets land, the gay porn stars get off the plane, and they go in and, quote, valet the Christian conservative leaders.
Before you slip into unconsciousness,
you know, that's what's so frustrating for anybody that's studied history and knows how civilizations tend to develop, become very wealthy, then become decadent, then become insanely decadent, and then collapse. It's frustrating for those of us that have just studied history. We're not rocket scientists. We're not brain surgery. This is how humans act over and over again. And the same scams that have been run for thousands of years are being run today, just with a modern twist. And in every case, the Aztecs, the ancient Chinese, the Babylonians, the Israelites, the Romans, the Greeks, every culture goes through these cycles. And in every case, a priest class arises who are the ruling elite through mumbo jumbo and trickery. And they always demand offerings of your oxen and your pigs and your cows and your sheep. And then that's never enough for them. In every culture, generally within a few hundred years of decadence setting in, they begin to demand human sacrifices. And you ask why? It's the ultimate power trip of the naturally occurring psychopath. But different psychological actuaries estimate maybe one psychopath for every 200 people, maybe one sociopath for every 20 people. And there's a lot of psychological studies that make a lot of sense from the research I've done that narcissism is increasing, especially with the advent of television, and especially in the United States. And that then leads to people becoming sociopaths. And we've had, of course, Dr. Steve Pachinik on to break that down. He's going to be a board-certified, board-examining psychiatrist, runs some of the biggest mental institutions in the country, wrote psychological warfare manuals for the government. He wants to talk about Wiener and this narcissism tomorrow and a bunch of other issues. He's going to be joining us for about 45 minutes. But to try to boil down narcissism from my layman's perspective, it is when you're 3 years old and you're into your individual personage as if you are an island and you are the whole world. And you see everything through yourself. And I remember being 3 years old and standing on the back porch on a sunny day, about to jump off the porch. I was Batman or Robin or something with my friends. And I suddenly realized, this is stupid. This is silly. I'm not Batman. I'm not Robin. I'm not a superhero. I'm this little creature, and there's this whole world around me, and there's this ancient history of humanity. It had to be an ancestral memory because I didn't know this information. It was just self-evident. And I had this great understanding that I was a tiny little part of the larger universe. Now, you see children dressing up like superheroes, dressing up like a cop, and then acting like a cop. You see little girls dressing up like princesses. And that's what all these beauty pageants for kids are about. And you see adults acting like this. That's what people are into, the bling and the fashion, you know, the cars and the wealth, not just for the enjoyment and security of it, or that a fast car is fun. It's that it's like parrots that are brightly colored in a mating dance for other parrots. And so it's natural. It's part of our human development. But generally, in the hierarchy of needs, as you become older and attain success, you generally, if you're healthy, start caring about the overall health of the tribe and want to build others up, because you then realize you're transient. You're not going to be here very long. But see, that's what a healthy person does. We are taking on the global social engineers' sociopathy, their psychotic tendencies to the extreme, the sadomasochism, the torture is good, the blood, the guts, the murder, the giggling and laughing at horrible tragedies, not in an uncomfortable way, but in an enjoyment. And the weaker and more domesticated and effete people get in every case in history, the more they get into blood and guts and torture and murder, the more it becomes a sport that people are being torn apart in the arena, or people are being tasered on the news, the more people get into groveling to authority. We're following that exact same psychology. And now, because of the advent of television and mass drugging and pharmakia and the programming of society, a great cauldron of poison has been fomented that has never before been seen. And I talk to adults, and you'll see them, and you'll talk to them. They're in a play with themselves. They're imagining a role they're in. And I have flashbacks being 3 years old. And then after that, 4, 5, 6, 7, I would catch myself every once in a while in a delusional mindset and would instantly pull out of it. And I didn't realize that's very rare. Most people don't develop that until their 30s or 40s. I had it at age 3. And it's an outside spectrum analysis in the universe, gobbling up data versus the delusion, the dress up, the play, the imagination, where form over function, or well, I'm going to talk about it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What I'm getting at here is that we are under psychological warfare attack. That's why the motto for Infowars.com is, because there's a war on for your mind. Infowars.com, because there's a war on for your mind. And what I'm getting at here is adults, real people that are street smart, that are close to the ground, that live in reality. If you go back to our pioneer ancestors, or anybody that's had to, you know, live in the wilds or live in a rough city, those are people that are always hard to con and who aren't delusional and who are serious and rugged and are into reality. Every time you get modern decadent cities with propaganda from a corrupt elite, the public becomes delusional and things get more and more nonsensical, more and more crazy, and people accept more and more. And as it gets down to a breaking point or a flash point, things get completely off the wall, Twilight Zone crazy. I mean, who would ever imagine that Americans would let police under federal grants warrantlessly in every state in the union take blood at checkpoints without warrants? Who would ever imagine that government wouldn't get in trouble for now a 39-year secret plan, declassified in the last 3 years, to take all babies' blood at birth, lie to the parents and say it's a blood test for the health department, and send it to the Pentagon and the IBM Cold Springs Harbor eugenics lab in New York? Who would Imagine old-time Americans putting up with politicians lying to them. If politicians got caught lying even 100 years ago, they were immediately impeached. They were immediately overthrown. People would physically take over their state houses. It was routine. Because folks knew how dangerous that was. They knew that if you let government set a precedent to lie to you and to abuse you, tyrants are going to take over and that our way of life is over. And America's never been perfect, but it's because we were wily, we were gritty, we did live in reality that the most patents, the most science, the most wealth. I mean, if you look at the United States compared to many countries, resource-wise, we don't have that many resources. Mexico, the World Bank estimates, has triple the resources the U.S. does. But they can't get themselves going because they have such corruption at the top, which seeks to shut down upward mobility as a tool of control. So we have adults that are delusional. They think, well, if I decide WMDs are in Iraq, they magically are. If I decide that cell phones aren't going to give me brain cancer, they don't. If I decide that vaccines aren't going to hurt my kid and that you guys are conspiracy theorists, despite all your research and facts, magically it makes it okay. It's called magical thinking. And that's always a sign of a society imploding. You take the Indians in the West. Whenever they were dying, they were almost wiped out. The invading Europeans were slaughtering them, and they were doing ghost dances for a decade. They would just do ghost dances and, you know, believe that magically that it would make the bad dream end and bring everything back. And that's the secret. That I know all these people that believe in the secret and magical thinking. It isn't real, ladies and gentlemen. Now, it is real to be objective and positive and to believe in yourself and to believe in building programs to get our liberty back. Or to have to trust in God but tie up your camel, as the Bedouins say. That is one thing. That's positive thinking and positive research versus magical thinking. And they're using magical thinking on you, telling you, hey, the economy, 2.5 years ago, the recession ended. Oh, yeah, everything's great. The economy's wonderful. Meanwhile, crime is exploding, rioting, shootings, city systems breaking down, major cities laying off, in some cases, more than half their cops, taxes going up because the majority of the money's now going to the foreign banks on interest. We are becoming a third world country. And there are a lot of people that just think if they deny it, if they do a ghost dance, that somehow that is going to restore the republic. I get emails, see comments, articles written all the time. Alex Jones, Ron Paul, and his ilk, they're being negative about the economy. They're going to cause the depression. No. And we haven't gotten new numbers in over a year. In the first 2 years after October 3rd, 2008, even Bloomberg reported $27 trillion. And boy, they clamped down since then. We've not gotten numbers. $27 trillion. That's more than all the private debts you have in the country, the corporate debts, the government debts. More than all the debts we supposedly owe, $27 trillion. Just type in. $23.7 trillion, you'll get Bloomberg AP from 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago. And then about a month later, they said, oh, and there was an additional $5 trillion. So it's technically over $27 trillion. $27 trillion. And we've broken down the numbers with economists. Greater than all our debt. But here's the deal. It isn't a fraction of the $1.5 quadrillion. That's 1,500 trillion. Now, let's say Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Webster Tarpley, Bob Chapman, they're wrong that it's over 1,000 trillion. Let's go with the Washington Post a year ago saying it was 674 trillion. And by the way, the guys just pulled up the 23.7 trillion Bloomberg headline. So when I tell you it was Did they say 64, 65, 67? Let me think. Exact memory. Hold on. What did Washington Post say? They said it was 667 trillion. Guys, search this. Washington Post. Let's just test my memory here. Washington Post, derivatives, U.S. derivatives debt, over 600 trillion. The point is, they say it's over 600 trillion. So let's just say it's 600 trillion. 600 trillion these banking families created. Let's say it's not 1.5 quadrillion and growing, which is more than that. But let's just say 600 plus trillion. The bankers get 27 trillion of our tax money. We give them the money backed up by our taxes, our labor, our work. We are what underwrites all this as chattel slaves on record. The Federal Reserve is a debt note. That's why your dollar says a Federal Reserve note of debt. For a dollar to be created, $1 of debt is created for eight private families. Eight private families on record. The Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. I'm going to go over some of the names. The Queen of the Netherlands. The Queen of England. This is a woman who suspends parliaments routinely. Owns more than half of Canada. Owns the controlling stock in British Petroleum and a near controlling stock, because her cousin has a controlling stock, in Dutch Royal Shell. These people's wealth is so giant, it's secret. And by the way, it's a state secret. You can type into the search engine, Dutch Royal Family's Wealth, State Secret. Well, it's not a state secret that they own most of the shipping lines. He found it. Incredible job. Here's Washington Post. Politics hampers effort to reform the $450 trillion in derivatives market. Yeah, you guys found one from April 14, 2010. It says $450 trillion in derivatives. I know there's another Washington Post from a little bit later, but that says 600 plus trillion, and I wanted to get that exact number, but great job finding that. So they say $450 trillion. The report I had was just American derivatives, U.S. derivatives, 600 plus trillion. But why debate it? The point is that our entire national debt, corporate debt, private debt, is less than 27 trillion. Now, we give the bankers 27 trillion, and they don't fix the thousands of trillions they've created in derivatives that they've sold into the markets and infested our pension funds, contaminated the entire economic system. And now their answer is, worldwide, it's the same thing in Ireland, Greece, Portugal, Greenland. I mean, it comes out in the BBC. I read this article over and over again on air, where the head of the Irish Central Bank said, yes, it's true that 90-plus percent of this debt is not owned by Ireland, but for the stability of things, we are going to raise taxes and pay it to these foreign banks. And the head of the Central Bank actually said, it's good for Ireland to be run by foreign banks. That's a quote. Head of Irish Central Bank says it's good for foreign banks to own and run Ireland. You see, that's psychological warfare. And I've read criminology reports on really good criminals. If they get caught walking out of your house with the jewelry in their hands, they'll act completely normal and say, oh, hey, there was a fire. I'm here to help you. Go on in there and check. Hey, how you doing? They'll act normal. Or if they're loading stuff in the back of a van, your neighbor comes over. Oh, yeah, we're Ace Moving and we're here to help. Same thing. Oh, yeah, we don't owe this money, but it's good to have foreign banks run us and just say it straight out. Yeah, we're going to stick our hands down your pants. It's great. Yeah, we're going to actually go into the panties of Miss America in Dallas until she breaks down and cries. I mean, they went in her pants, in the panties. Remember just 8-9 months ago, they would deny that was going on. We forced it out in the open with Drudge. Drudge picking up our articles and videos, and they went, yeah, we are going in the pants. They found it. There it is. You guys found it. The larger fight over how best to regulate the $600 trillion derivatives market remains unresolved. Washington Post. Oh, there you go. Yeah, there it is. Senate votes to keep small banks under Federal Reserve oversight. Oh yes, the small banks that they're busy consolidating. Did you know that every Fortune 500 company that is publicly traded on record has either the chairman of the board or members of the controlling board, not the CEOs they distract us with all day, that are part of these eight families. Eight families. On record. control the issuance of currency and credit worldwide out of nothing. And you're like, well, let them rule us. You know, they're great folks. Oh, really? Did you know that when I read these eight families, in every case, these families openly funded eugenics, scientific dictatorship, the modern theories of psychology, anthropology, sociology, biometrics is 154 years old by Sir Francis Galton as a way to control the public? Oh, you think biometrics is 50 years old? No. Look up biometrics. These people created our entire modern scientific system to defend their ill-gotten gains and to learn how the human brain works and to take all the knowledge of the collective dictators and deceivers and systems of control and to publicly write blueprints and internal books like Curl Quigley's 1968 Tragedy and Hope, breaking down how they scientifically do it. Now, when I see an article out of the Examiner, this is what's so frustrating, or an article out of the Salem News, or an article out of Oil Geopolitics, when I read these articles, it's pure torture. And you know why it's pure torture? Because everything they say in these articles that I read last night, that we're going to post up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for posterity, and so that more will see them, everything in here is true from my research and about 1,000 times worse. And I'm not saying 1,000 times worse as a joke. I mean that. Oh, they got Bill Gates saying they're going to engineer the crops to sterilize you, and they've got direct links to him saying it on video. Oh, they've got the top bioscientist engineers coming out and admitting that all these major GMO corn, soybeans, you name it, in every case, they've gone in and tweaked in the genetics where it causes reduction in fertility. Well, no kidding. I've had the top bioscientist on. We've interviewed him. I got a film coming out breaking it down where in Russia, in England, everywhere, these scientists will be, well, we're feeding this to guinea pigs, these potatoes, this wheat, this corn. And within three generations, they're 100% sterile. They've got hair growing in their mouth. Their genitals are shriveled. They've got mutations in their intestines. Post-birth, that's not supposed to happen. What's going on? And they say, don't worry. Publicly, it's so this wheat lasts longer and is bigger and has more protein, but there's other things in here. We got too many people. And then I read these reports. See, the public's finally starting to get this, and I'm seeing it now. Everybody's starting to talk about it. It is such a blessing. It is so fulfilling because no one has been more on the front lines for 16 years covering eugenics, forced population reduction, the globalist real plan. This whole world government is not so the globalists can ride around in helicopters and jets and rule everybody. This is their planet in their eyes. They're psychopaths. They couldn't do what they've done unless they were. They enjoy murder and death, and they openly say in every report that when they get their full government in place, they are going to just fly over with drone helicopters and nerve gas every one of us. And that's going to, oh, by the way, that came out, leaked Marine Corps document 12 years ago, and the Marine Corps threatened the local Sunshine Project in Texas and had them remove it. It's still on the Google archive, though. And we wrote articles about it at the time. That they've got, but see, they won't do that first. They'll have controlled bioplagues, lockdown cities, total control. They'll say, oh, we've got vaccines to protect you from it that'll further weaken you. And I want you to listen to me because if we don't beat them up to that point, when all this unfolds, and no doubt by that time I won't be above ground. They're not going to allow that to happen. You need to know it was real later. When they're broadcasting on their emergency alert systems, you know, listen to them, do what they say, they're going to take care of you. Cops, when your wife's dropping dead and your kids are vomiting their last guts up and you're starting to get ready to roll out and die, I want you to at least repent to God that you serve Satan openly in the mass extermination program. And before you hit the ground, okay, before you hit the ground, I want you to remember I told you the entire plan. All right? Because it's your soul that matters. And some of you will be able to dig in, and they're going to send the drones in after that happens. It's they admit the Pentagon in 1977 put out the Skynet documents that they then incorporated into fiction in movies like Terminator. See, they don't need troops anymore. Very soon, everything's going robotic. And everything's going to be the drones and the sword robots the public robots they've got are vicious, with microwave guns, grenade launchers, machine guns. They've got smaller robots that shoot nerve gas darts at you that they drop out of drones and then kill everybody in the town. I mean, and they're taking your tax money and just building gigantic secret sites. It's 2011, boys and girls. Okay? You understand this is mega evil. I just can't even believe the magnitude of it. And how do you get a public that can't even get upset about the Federal Reserve being private and being above the law and openly saying the government isn't even allowed to investigate anything they're doing? They're openly admitting world government, just as we told you they would, as the solution to the economic crisis they've engineered. And I still have yuppies and people at the Capitol when I was down there last week walk over and laugh at me as the conspiracy theorist. I'm not the conspiracy theorist. I've read all their documents that are public. I know about their program. I know about the 150-year plan. I understand this is a total global corporate dominance. What did the Romans do when they wanted to wipe out a group? They'd kill everybody. That's how you fully dominate a group. What did the Israelites do? What does every culture do? What did the Americans do to the Indians? They're going to wipe us all out so the world's theirs. You got that? It's coming.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, Ian Fleming was the OSS, the MI6 spy chief in British intelligence, and he wrote the James Bond novels. The ones currently up into the 70s and early 80s, he wrote Moonraker under a different name, where a global master industrialist teams up with other industrialists to release a bioweapon to kill the entire Earth's population so they can create a eugenics Valhalla of the perfect race. But it's the liberal version, the perfect black folks, the perfect Asians, perfect whites, perfect Hispanics. And they go off-world to this base they've built, the space station, for the one-year period while the bioweapon kills everybody. But James Bond, Roger Moore, goes up and kills him. Well, Fleming wrote essays and articles saying, everything I put in my books is based on real things that have been discussed. That's why the new James Bond movies, Fleming's been dead for a long time, are, you know, in the South America where they dam up the water, the multinational corporation, to triple the prices and bankrupt the economy to consolidate it. Well, that's BBC 2002, IMF World Bank documents that got released. That's a real story. They've got another one where it's genetic engineering that came out a few years ago with this life extension DNA stuff. What do you think the elite that created thousands of trillions in wealth, owns everything through fraud? As yuppies, I know you don't like going to the water park and it being crowded. Because I hear yuppies, oh, there's too many people. The world is overcrowded. You know, I love how you're taught that, whether it is or isn't. Anybody who makes, I'd say, above $50,000 a year thinks they're part of the elite. And liberal, conservative, they'll all tell you, there are too many people, Alex. What are we going to do? It is hurting the earth. And the globalists say, see, you're right. Don't you get it, you idiot? They're adulterating your food with GMO designed to destroy your fertility on record. Bill Gates thinks you're so dumb, he puts out videos about it and talks about innovating to zero in this speech. And releasing mosquitoes that have vaccines in them so you can't escape it. And vaccines engineered into crops that sterilize you. Well, the truth is we have the studies of the stuff already approved the last 25 years. Every major crop reduces fertility in the first generation. By generation 3 in rodents, 100% sterilization. And I've had all the experts on. We're under attack. Listen, let's say the Earth's overpopulated for the sake of argument. I don't like the fact that I'm being sterilized. I don't like the fact that I'm under attack. I don't think it's cute. I don't think it's funny. So even if you think you're a member of the elite, do you like them putting sodium fluoride in your water? That sevenfold increase in bone cancer, major IQ reduction, all sorts of problems, osteoporosis, early onset of diabetes. I mean, the list is legion. all of you idiots that have been taught by this New World Order system, this stuff, people ask, well, how does it work? I've got the numbers right here, and I'm trying to cover it next hour. I said I'd take calls, but this information is too important, and I'm obviously on a roll here with this information. Of the Fortune 500, every company that is publicly traded has members or the designates of the eight mega families, Federal Reserve Cartel, the eight families. That's the headline, Infowars.com. And I've read this article, eight pages, very accurate. When I read an article, it's very accurate. It just blows me away that folks have got this knowledge. Very exciting. And they control the Fortune 500. So, of course, there's a unified agenda for biometrics. Of course, there's a unified agenda to sterilize you through the food. Of course, there's a unified agenda. They control all the money and credit through fraud, and they're ruthless globalists that want the planet for themselves and want the life extension technologies they've already discovered for themselves.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hour number two of emergency transmission, Beacon InfoWars. Transmitting worldwide emergency warnings to free humanity. Scientific dictatorship now entering new phase. Global consolidation implosion to domesticate public for controlled extermination. Emergency. Big Pharma is a weaponized arm of this slaughter grid. Globalists are waging war against free humanity in a concerted operation. I got two guests coming up. And I've got all this news I want to cover. And I also want to take your phone call so bad. I'm going to ask callers to call in right now and to... People say they love the show. We usually just have open phones. We don't screen your calls. But occasionally, I ask for you to call in on a subject I mentioned. What do you think about my breakdown of the eight Federal Reserve families broken down in this article, the Federal Reserve Cartel, the eight families at Infowars.com? What do you think about the fact that, or do you disagree, that so much of what we've broken down, we've told you the globalist vision, what they want from their own words, what they're building. You see they're making good on their promises. Are you as desperate as I am to try to warn people to break them out of their trance? Are you concerned about all this news dealing with GMO crops engineered as biological weapons against you and your family? The UN caught spiking vaccines with hormones to cause autoimmune sterilization response? Or is the horror too big for you? Are you just going to deliver your children to them and eat the GMO and let the TSA violate your body and just submit to all this tyranny? Is reality too incredible for the general public to handle? Are we resigned to our fate? Are the Rothschilds and Rockefellers and the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, are they right about us? Do we deserve it? Because they say openly, and they write, that if they can get away with this against us, that we're steak on the table. That's a quote by Albert Pike. That we're animals if this program's going on and we let them do it to us. Well, I know this. I'm not a dumb animal. I'm a free, sentient being that recognizes honor and beauty and what's decent and good versus what is rancid and putrid and disgusting. And the globalists, I believe, do not deserve and should not be the heirs of human destiny and control where humanity goes into the future. Because even if they wipe 99% of the public out, their public documents are 80%, more and more of their white papers talk about total human exterminism. Humans as a parasite. If we let a group of people that see the rest of us as scum and parasites on the earth, and these are ruthless, unloving, heartless control freaks, are we going to give humanity over to them? And then would they stop killing once they'd wiped out? No. There could be 1,000 globalists left. They'd be in power struggles with each other, killing each other. There could be two globalists left. Two cybernetic, cyborg future organisms, as they describe themselves. Whether that's going to happen or not, that's what they believe. They believe eternal gods. They're on the verge of becoming, and the uninitiated will not be able to go forward. They teach special forces at Fort Benning this. They made a movie about it, making it into a hippie joke, Men Who Stare at Goats. But on record, they taught them in the Earth First Battalion, you are the pale horse death that rides to exterminate the parasite that is humanity. I have the army manuals. I've made films on it. They're public. They teach them, you are warrior priests who slaughter humanity. Revel in your beauty, in your honor. Well, I don't think that's honorable. And I'm here telling you, I'm trying as best I can to alert the population and to mount an awakening, a breaking of the trance, and mounting a resistance to you. All the struggles of our ancestors, all the pain they went through fighting evil, we must come through. We must win.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
8 minutes into hour number two. I want to go to Victoria, Frank, John, Aviad, and Robert before our next guest, dealing with the controlled by design economic implosion of the economy. She was a former high-level Bush administration official, number two at HUD. She's managed more than $300 billion of financial assets, Solari.com. Catherine Austin Fitz, big insider, joining us to track the ongoing implosion of the economy and the mainstream corporate dinosaur media now admitting that we never had a recovery. What's the plan in all of that? Why are they now backing off their previous lie that everything was all love and kisses? And then long-term researcher into the globalist master endgame plan, Alan Watt, will be joining us coming up in the third hour today. Now, I got into this article some. It's 8 pages long. I can't read the whole thing. By Dean Henderson at Infowars.com, appearing at globalresearch.ca. The Federal Reserve Cartel. And by the way, this is in the top tiles of Infowars.com. I want to make this a featured story as well. They're in the featured news area. The Federal Reserve Cartel, the eight families, the four horsemen of banking, Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo, own the four horsemen of oil. And they go through all the SEC filings. ExxonMobil, Royal Dutch Shell, BP Amoco, and Chevron Texaco. That's how they could get the oil companies to accept carbon taxes. In tandem with Deutsche Bank, BNP, Barclays, and other European old money behemoths, but their monopoly over the global economy does not end at the edge of the oil patch. And the article goes through with all incredibly footnoted with how they control and have the chairmanships or on the boards of the entire publicly traded Fortune 500. And it's got the families who are involved in the whole situation. Very important article up at Infowars.com. Meanwhile, we have sickening trailer. I don't have time to play, but HBO film, Too Big to Fail, critics trailer, HBO. And it worships. In fact, even the AP said that it makes Henry Paulson to be a hero and the big banks as great people. I mean, and every comment I saw on YouTube was calling them scum, saying we're awake to you, stop lying, you're deceiving all these people. In the Fed, don't get fooled again. And it just literally no one is buying them. Oh, what a joke. What an absolute joke. I mean, it just 4 or 5 years ago, very few Americans knew the Federal Reserve was private. Now in polls, upwards of 85% know it's private and want it abolished. And the fact that we've now identified, you know, old-timers back in 1913 fought it and identified it, but the fact that with the general public, we've now identified the true illegitimate shadow government, who, by the way, is financing all the tyranny, the police state to suppress us on record. The fact that they're now identified really begins the end for the New World Order. And they've always known that. That's why they say openly in their white papers, we can't manage 7 billion people on this planet. We've got to get rid of these folks. We've got to highly engineer society and drug the society and control them. And if you want sources on that, it's a free film. It's online. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Whatistheendgame.com is a full bibliography of the film with documents. The UN, Ted Turner, Maurice Strong, hundreds of these people. And then the university white papers, the UN biological diversity assessments. I mean, look at these articles just out today. The good news is when I was covering this 16 years ago, almost no one else was talking about it. This was not even on the radar screen. And if I'm proud of anything, it's that we pioneered in the modern age confronting politicians as guerrilla journalism, drive-by, Limbaugh would call it, asking them real questions and watching them blow up. That is now ubiquitous out there. I'm very proud, and it shows what you can do as well, getting others to emulate what you've done and even add to it and make it better, that we've pioneered the modern info war against the mainstream media, that we've pioneered getting folks to actually look at the globalist owned documents and the scientific dictatorship. I am very proud of that and proud of you, the listener, spreading the word, because it's a symbiotic relationship, all of us together. The Examiner says GMO-created foods may be used as biological weapon. And then it goes through the whole Codex Alimentarius and links through to the actual documents, and it links through to the Salem News. Antibodies from women with a rare condition known as immune infertility are used in the creation of GMO food. There has been a concerted national effort by citizens to have the U.S. government label GMOs, opposing it or government intent not only to keep them unlabeled. Think about that. In the U.S., but efforts at the international level by the U.S. government to remove all labeling from GMOs through Codex. The problem is that Codex applies to food and GMOs don't qualify. William Ingdahl, great researcher, wrote in 2010 about USDA-funded project to create a GM corn that sterilizes people. Now, we've been covering this for a decade. Ingdahl picks it up. Now, others pick it. See, it takes time. You're not going to break this stuff out overnight. It takes time. And then it links to Ingdahl's article that has all the sources, the links, Bill Gates talking about it on video, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It's all there. Gates saying we've got to reduce the population, down to almost zero. All these bizarre statements. I mean, the mosquitoes that have vaccines preloaded into them so you can't escape. And here's the Ingdahl article. Bill Gates talks about vaccines to reduce population. And then he goes through the USDA-funded project to engineer this antibody into the corn. It's called pharmacological corn. And folks, we're not in 1950 anymore. I get emails going, you can't engineer something into corn. Ladies and gentlemen, they have hundreds of corn crops alone where the corn pieces grow whatever drug they want in them, and they just smash the corn and take the essence out of it. And they've got HIV vaccines. They've got insulin drugs. I mean, just hundreds of things. They're releasing salmon that are part insect and other fish. We're not in Kansas anymore, okay? I'm not just Google spider goats. Google cow is 20% human. Sheep is 15% human. Pig is 30% human. Chimpanzee is half human. And they put this in the Washington Post. I mean, they've developed all this in these thousands of laboratories. Now here's the issue. They have thousands of labs randomly splicing. I mean, I remember 15 years ago, BBC, that in Taiwan, for a couple hundred dollars, you could buy a glowing rhesus monkey that's part jellyfish, and in the dark, they glow because they have stinging cells. They admitted they're miserable and they're in pain all the time, but rich yuppies in Taiwan just snatch them up. Folks won't believe that. Guys, search monkey part glow-in-the-dark monkeys part jellyfish. It'll be Wired. It'll be BBC. They've reported since 15 years ago about it a lot of times. See, this is what's going on. So they tell you, oh, this potato lasts longer and tastes better. But then, oh, magically, that's just one genetic change. They go in and make another change where in the rat studies and the guinea pig studies, guess what? Reduced fertility, increased cancer, all sorts of other fun goodies, and all these bowel diseases, all these other diseases accelerating, all these autoimmune diseases exploding, deaths exploding, and it's just the background noise is being turned up. I'm going to your calls. This is too important. Now, let me give you just a little example. Oh, there it is. Glowing monkeys inherit jellyfish genes. The genetically engineered primates could lead to better models for studying disease. Oh, that's an article about how great it is. And look, they glow in the dark. There's photos of it. Isn't that cute? Of course, they're really developed just like out of Blade Runner for sale at shops, genetic engineering shops in Taiwan. Oh, it's actually in Taiwan. I've seen newscasts like Blade Runner. You walk around and, oh, you got a clone of this. You got a clone. Oh, you got this pig's part human. Oh, really awesome. Oh, cool. Oh, you got a spider, a weaponized spider with human genetics. Oh, awesome. I want one of those. But again, we've got to shut down all our industry because carbon dioxide that plants breathe, they respirate from, it's deadly. No, that's a corner on all human activity. Now, let me give you an example. All the top genetic engineers I've interviewed, many of them were making $2-3 million a year, top of their class, and they would find out, hey, this is sterilizing all the guinea pigs, and they'd say, shut up or lose your job. Never mind that trait we added. Well, I can't be part of this. Oh, you can't be part of this. Remember the famous British scientist went public about it. Then they get fired and sued and later get vindicated. Now, here's the issue. Just one example. In Latin, it translates into English into bacteria-eating virus. And it was approved 6 years ago. Just type in viruses sprayed on meat in U.S. They've also approved radiating the food. Large portions are now radiated, including select cutlets. They also have a meat glue, which is artificial blood put into the beef, injected into it to beefen it up, pun intended. Oh, don't believe me, just type in beef glue. That's been going on for decades. It's genetically engineered artificial blood. Is one of the type of beef glues. They've got some others that are made up of other animal blood. And they actually grow the fake steaks. But again, you don't believe me, just enjoy it. Now they spread, these are vaccines. They have giant facilities, huge tanks where they breed. And of course, they can breed other things that they want, but most of the time it is an accident. And then all these mega funguses, resistant E. coli forms, and now resistant E. coli is in the entire food chain. Oh, don't believe me. 1966, Pentagon was looking at weaponized E. coli. When Rumsfeld had just gotten over there, later at Searle, he got it approved. It's known as aspartame. And these weaponized bacteria, they feed them forms of toxic waste, then they defecate a toxic but addictive nerve agent, excitotoxin, now admitted in the mainline literature, that is an addictive system that eats holes in your brain and other organs, called aspartame, now in tens of thousands of products. You can't find even sugar gum that doesn't have it added now. I challenge you to. Very hard. Now, that's an example of the genetically engineered E. coli that's now openly in the environment. Oh, you didn't know that's what aspartame is? Oh, don't believe me? Just search aspartame manufacturing process. Now, the reason I raised that is we've got all these deaths with E. coli, and they admit it's a mutant. Now, the scientists I've had on have warned that spraying these live vaccines, live viruses, on the meat to eat the bacteria instead of just giving you clean meat would cause mutations. And that's really the evidence shows what's causing all this. We'll be right back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The Hadron Superconducting Super Collider on the border of Switzerland and France, they admittedly are trying to create antimatter, strangelets, black holes. And they admit they don't know what's going to happen, but it's a low probability that it could create something that will destroy the planet. Well, they have another name for a strangelet. Well, it's basically in the same family from the quantum mechanics that I've researched. And that is a quark gluon plasma. And major publications are reporting on this. Here's a headline. Large Hadron Collider creates incredibly dense primordial matter. They're trying to recreate the Big Bang. Now, that's really smart. The Large Hadron Collider, see, with stuff 111 years old that Max Planck envisioned in his mind in Germany, he wrote out the atomic theorems for atomic energy, atomic weapons, and then it was envisioned. Well, they've envisioned these, and now they've made one. And if it ever starts grabbing mass, it will fall to the center of the Earth and will do what you've seen in Star Trek. But here's another artist rendering of the latest Star Trek movie, where they send in the heavy particle to the center of the planet. And first it falls in reality. It takes a few years to start doubling. And then once it starts exponentially growing, Once that happens, and we'll show you the Star Trek version as well, then just within a matter of seconds, your entire planet collapses into a black hole. How does that sound? And then it sucks the sun in and gets bigger. And these things are all over the galaxy and are photographed in other galaxies, just thousands of black holes, super black holes. They're all over the place. And let's make one here. You know, 111-year-old technology can destroy the Earth today, but let's just do all this now here today. Again, and I talk about this, and yuppies send me emails giggling about it. Because if you giggle about it, everything's okay, and they call me anti-technology. No, I'm not anti-technology. I'm not anti-shotgun. I don't shoot myself in the foot with it, though. And these scientists are megalomaniacs playing God. I mean, they write about it. Well, this may destroy the Earth, but we're going to do it because we've got to see what happens. Here's another artist rendering of what the beginning of the black hole will look like. And a lot of top physicists have gone on record saying that this is a probability of happening because they're going to do thousands of these tests. And they've now made one of these, but it didn't get enough mass and imploded. So here it is. The Large Hadron Collider has created a super dense building block of existence. Scientists operating the Large Hadron Collider have announced the creation of a new instance of quark gluon plasma, the densest form of matter ever observed by humanity. The unique material is 100,000 times hotter than the sun. That's a good idea to make that. And denser than any known object other than a black hole. Very smart. It's because it is a precursor of a black hole. To put this in perspective somewhat, a neutron star is said to be approximately as dense as the entire human population compressed into a sugar cube via. And it goes on. I know, but it gets the point across. Quark gluon plasma is denser than that. The LHC team leader, David Evans, says if you have a cubic centimeter of this stuff, it would weigh 40 billion tons. That's a very good idea to make that here on the planet. We're basically ghost compared to this, okay? We don't exist compared to this. Its weight is so approaching infinity. Okay? It'll go right through the Earth like a dose of salts, but it won't go all the way throughout the other end. That wouldn't be that big of a problem because that would reseal. It will go to the highest gravity well point in the middle of the spinning core of the Earth, and then it will suck everything in on it. That's a really good idea. And I tell you, the globalists, in their quest to be God, are going to just probably destroy us. Somehow a material such as this can exist in its current quantity without destroying everything we know and love, he goes on to say. It's believed that the universe existed as a quark gluon plasma until it cooled into what we've made of today. The LHC created it by smashing together lead ions at nearly the speed of light. Another fabulous idea. You know, you smash uranium and plutonium together and you blow up cities. Hey, let's speed of light lead into each other. Oh, we made the particle. Let's do it again right now. Sorry I didn't get to your calls, but this is pretty important. Jaron brought to my attention. And to show you how jaded I am, I saw this a few weeks ago. I think it was in New Scientist. They were like, oh, wonderful. We made the quark gluon plasma. I remember 8 years ago, the San Francisco Chronicle, an Air Force general was giving a speech. He said, yeah, we've successfully made antimatter, but it's classified. Oh, wonderful idea. Absolutely wonderful idea. 30 years ago, they had fission fusion reactors. They'd artificially made mini suns. You know, more than half the scientists of the Manhattan Project thought that when they detonated the first A-bomb, it was going to burn up the entire world's atmosphere. But guess what? They still did it. And then they tried to blow up the Van Allen radiation belt. Remember that?
Gold Dutch treat, you were sweet. Darker Shane, darling, Darker Shane. Save those lies, darling, don't explain. I recall. What a mess, I confess.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to get to your phone calls, I promise, but I start getting into monkeys that are part jellyfish, spiders that are part goat, part human, chimpanzees that are part human and medical experimentation, all of this going on, and you tell the general public, they laugh at you because they think of it as some 1950s horror movie. Or they think of it as that movie that came out last year, I didn't see it, but I read about it, Splice. This stuff is going on, and from all the scientists we've interviewed across the board, mainline top scientists, they say when you start splicing species, you give rise to megaviruses, megabacteria, deadly mutations. You create zoological bridges where animal diseases that humans couldn't get can now get. And then you read about Europe E. coli outbreak caused by toxic new mutation strain. E. coli outbreak infects 1,600 across Europe as scientists search for cause. Well, I don't know the cause of this, but I know a lot of the new mutant strains that are coming out, just like when they have vaccine tests that end up killing people, it's kept very quiet. Oh, you'll see a few news articles that, oh, wow, they gave 40 homeless people, in one town in Poland, this flu shot, and 30 of them died. Wow. Well, of course, they were testing it. Look at how our troops get tested on. Look at how the black folks in this country were given syphilis. Now we learn ongoing in Latin America with our government telling kids they're getting a vaccine, shooting them up with syphilis, shooting them up with polio. They got caught just last year and the year before that. And the year before that, the UN. The UN got caught in the 90s all over the world with a whole bunch of different manufacturers showing it wasn't an accident. Adding a female hormone to a tetanus shot that created an autoimmune response to the hormone bound to the tetanus pathogen, which then caused autoimmune response that caused spontaneous abortions at the start of the second trimester when the female releases that particular hormone. And it turns out the UN did it as a soft kill because they don't want to just keep you from having a baby. They want to try to kill the mother. And so having those miscarriages over and over again in those third world conditions is a really great way to kill these women. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they were caught. Look it up. You've got to come to grips with how evil these people are that are playing God with our society. Now, I want to just tell listeners, this is a listener-supported broadcast. We're not funded by the New World Order, or we're not funded by David Rockefeller. We're funded by our sponsors and you, the listeners. And everything I do is symbiotic. It's about getting the word out and also funding the operation to get the word out on radio, TV, and future films. And we're building the operation thanks to your support. Check out InfoWars.com for all the books, the videos, the films. Now, we've got three new T-shirts this week. One of them is the classic InfoWars design, just with InfoWars.com across the front, with Because There's a War on for Your Mind. And then there's two new ones. And people want to know who designs these. I came up with the idea for the spirit of 1776. That's the answer to 1984. So it's the spirit of 1776. It's Discover the Spirit of 1776, and it's a retro baseball jersey. So when sports fans ask you what team is that, they say Team Liberty, Team Freedom. The answer to 1984 is 1776. We also have a popular shield design of it. All available at InfoWars.com. Great way to strike up conversations. And we also have Mark Dice's excellent book, now $9.95, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. We have a deal when you get his book and Ventura's book, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. You can get one of my best-selling films, whatever you choose, whatever title you choose, absolutely free with it. All available at InfoWars.com, or you can simply go to PrisonPlanet.tv and see all my films in super high quality. We have put up the new Tarpley video today, getting into the globalist master plan for mass extermination of the population with Holdren, the White House science czar's own documents, the Rockefellers, the UN, Maury Strong. It's really an addendum to Endgame. Very powerful. 4 months in production. It's up there right now, prisonplanet.tv, with a bunch of other mini docs we put out in the last week at prisonplanet.tv. And lastly, I want to thank purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com, made in America, tabletop, reverse osmosis, whole house, water bottles. They've got the whole nine. Visit purewaterfreedom.com to affordably remove fluoride and other poisons and toxins the globalists put in your water out of there. All the filters are made in the USA. Check out their banners at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com, or go to purewaterfreedom.com and take control of your water supply today. And don't forget to also support our local AM and FM affiliates, local sponsors. That's a big part of the equation. And don't forget all the great longevity products discounted and available at InfoWarsTeam.com as well. Like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Pollen Burst, all of it absolutely amazing. I've never run into any nutritive products like this, and that's why I'm endorsing them and got behind them. Okay. Let's go ahead and go to some of your phone calls here. Let's talk to Victoria in Montana. Victoria, thanks for holding.
Hello.
Hey, good to have you on with us. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alex. I just want to thank you for everything that you do every day for humanity. And I wanted to let you know I just renewed my annual Prison Planet TV membership as well. And I feel the same way that you do. The evil ones that call themselves the elite are horrible creatures that are evil incarnate. And what hurts me the most is that the image, you know, that they give of America to the rest of the world to make us look like we're the ones doing this instead, you know, of them being the ones.
Well, that's why they're masters. They wrap all their evil in the American flag while they fund their wars and domination and eugenics with our money, while they destroy America at the same time. Anything that stands, that's sovereign, that's independent, that's self-sufficient, is an enemy of the parasites.
That's right. And this hegemony, like you said, is not coming from the American people. And I want the rest of the world to know that we get treated almost the same way, because they poison our food, our water, take our money, you know, our air and the neurotoxins and all this through the immunization shots and how they hurt the little kids.
And Victoria, we have Bill Gates. We have all these world leaders on record going back even to the 20s and 30s openly saying we're going to put sterilants in vaccines. We're going to put it in food. They have U.S. government grants and programs to develop the rice, the corn, and then they roll it out, and other GMO varieties have the same effect. They're doing it. They're caught. But people come face to face with something this evil, but it's clean cut, it's wearing a suit, and they just can't believe it. That's why women got in the car with Ted Bundy. He was well-spoken. He was wearing a suit. They got in the car. An hour later, they were chained down in a barn with him torturing the daylights out of them. They just can't believe it's happening. And that's why it's now going to happen again. Look at human history. What do most governments end up doing, Victoria, in their histories? How do governments end? What always happens?
It's true, and you know, like I'm a teacher and everything, and one of the things that I'm into is history. And in an effort to do my part, because I remember, you know, hearing you like a week ago or so calling for other people to step up and do things, and I have different websites, but I decided to do one that was patriotic, and I gave it a great patriotic name, IamFreeAmerica.com, because I want people to know that even though they're doing this, that we are still free and we have to exercise our freedoms while we can. So I took a document that was 96 years old with these fallen ones bragging about how they took over the banking system and then mocking America to be the last domino to fall in their end game, and I made it into an MP3 and I put it up on that site, www.IamFreeAmerica.com.
Great job, Victoria. Awesome job. Gonna jump. And everybody needs to start their own webcast, their own YouTube channel, their own websites. Don't wait. Turn on the webcam. Talk about any news item, any issue. Get proactive. They're gonna send in COINTELPRO to try to get you infighting with them. Ignore them. Move forward. Warn people that have ears to hear and eyes to see. Don't stop. Call into talk radio. Folks, I call into talk radio either in Dallas, San Antonio, Austin, Houston, or national. Every day, whether it's in the morning or the night, I stop. I roll down the window every day at red lights and say, hey, tune into 90.1. Tune into 590, stations that carry my show. Tune into 1330 here locally. I mean, I stop. I talk at grocery stores. They start pushing, hey, take our customer loyalty card. I say, you know, actually, they have you signing that contract waiver so they can sell what books I'm getting here at Barnes & Noble of the government. No, I'm not going to sign it. It's like, okay, move along. No. You asked three times for me to take this Barnes & Noble's card. Now you're going to get a big speech. I walk in, done it many times at the store, and I say to my children who want a little candy after we go hiking or something, you know, I still like to spoil them. It's not good. And I'll even take the corn syrup. I just can't find something that doesn't have aspartame. Almost every sugar candy now, every fruit candy, every gum. I'll be in a big old gas station with 20 different types of gum. And I'll say, sorry, guys, it's all got aspartame. That's not good for you. And the guys behind the counter will start giggling, or a lot of times they're listeners. Somebody, you know, on a busy Sunday or whatever, there will start laughing. And I'll go, oh, it's funny. Do you notice all these gums say aspartame? You know it's the feces of a weaponized E. coli. Oh, it's funny. They're like, settle down, sir. I'm like, no, I'm not going to settle down. There's a chemical weapon in this food, and you think it's funny. It's not funny. My children, you know, years ago would say, well, you know, why are you doing this? Now they understand. They're like, that's right. That's right. Because we're proud. We're not scared to speak out in front of people. We're not sheep. And then I told that one story of being laughed at by three or four people inside that big giant gas station on 360. You know, it's got all these pumps, tons of people outside. And I walk out into the beautiful spring day, and every pump is full. And there are people walking in cars parked to where I was freaked out and depressed. Wow, that building was full of Ringwraith minions. And I walk out, and literally everybody goes, Alex Jones! Hey, Death the New World Order! And it was like, you know, people with their kayaks and college students and old people and young folks are all high five. Yeah, yeah, we're going to beat them. Huh? But see, it's those two different worlds. It's those two different worlds. Because usually I don't walk out of a place and go, ah, Alex Jones. People say, hey, Alex, how you doing? But it was almost like a spiritual moment. We're inside. I'm being laughed at. And so I stand up to them. Folks outside don't hear me. I walk through the big double doors. And boom, it's just like a spontaneous, yay, we're beating him. All right, I'm side issue. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls. John in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I wanted to talk about a People Pharmacy column that was in the Chronicle, about Houston Chronicle, about a month ago, talking about salt. They said that salt does not affect your blood pressure one way or the other.
No, they've got hundreds of studies. The statins actually kill you, make you have heart attacks, destroy the brain. It's all on record. Everything they give you to keep you alive is designed to kill you. Sorry, go ahead.
They said that low sodium can lead to heart disease and other health problems. And I might add that no salt can kill you. But when you go to a grocery store, what do you see now? Everything's low sodium, no sodium. That Bolshevik... New York Mayor
Bloomberg
been trying to force all the restaurants to cut back on their salt. It's just part of the eugenics.
Well, he's
program.
Not trying to force them. He's saying, what, is it $3,000 fines? Guys, search $3,000 fines for salt in New York. No, it's total control. We're going to say what type of toilet. We're going to say what type of light bulb. We're going to say what you're going to eat. We're going to tell you you can't bring a school lunch for your kids. We're going to run your life. We're going to watch you. We're going to stick our hands down your pants. We're going to force statins and other drugs in the water and lithium. We're going to do it because we care about you, because we're so nice. I'm sorry, go ahead.
They're trying to cut the salt back because they want to kill you off. It's part of the eugenics program. Everybody's going to fall for this, cut back on their salt, and they're going to start dying of heart attacks.
Now, salt is used in all electrochemical processes in the body. It's one of the most vital things next to water. The difference is if you're eating, it's the artificial salts like monosodium glutamate that are deadly excitotoxins. But notice Bloomberg isn't worried about that. You need salt. You need mineral, natural-based salt, and the more sun you get, you know, the more you... I mean, obviously, you don't need a lot of salt if you lay around all day and don't ever exercise. Too much salt can be a problem, but absolutely. The ratios of how much salt they say you should have, I mean, that's what's so dangerous about them telling you and setting the parameters for everything.
Yeah, that's what... I mean, back in the ancient times, that salt was that's what they paid their... They're soldiers and they're workers. They
got. Let me tell you, when you watch the illegal aliens come in a gas station at 6 o'clock, they've been outside working all day. Those guys have all got soft drinks from Mexico that have real sugar, and they're buying little bags of flavored salt, and they're dumping it in their mouths. Obviously, they would die out in the heat if they didn't have that. It's electrolytes. I mean, again, they know, but the yuppies don't. You got these yuppies collapsing on these long bike rides because they won't get any salt, because they think salt's evil.
Well, that's what, but it's just part of the eugenics program, Alex. That's what the people need to realize, that you got to have salt to live, and if you cut salt out of your diet, you're going to get sick and you're going to die.
Sir, I was talking to, I don't know if I'm allowed to get into this. Well, Ted's told me I can talk about it, but I'm not going to say much. You know Ted's dad, Ted Anderson had gotten Alzheimer's so bad that he didn't really know who he was. And Ted was real sad because he couldn't really take him fishing or anything anymore. And for a few months, he got him on vitamins and minerals, liquid ones. And they went to the doctor, and the doctor said, well, he's on Coumadin, which is a blood thinner, an ingredient of rat poison. He's never had a stroke or heart attack. They don't tell him to take aspirin. It's a lot better than that from my research. And Ted said, yeah, the last doctor had him for a long time on aspirin. But see, they don't get to charge you as much money if it's aspirin, so they want to give you Coumadin because it's not over the counter. They got to take blood tests every few weeks so they get money out of it. They told him, get off these minerals. You don't need them. They're bad. And they did a blood test and said, oh, you had almost zero vitamin K, but now your vitamin K's up, which you're supposed to have. And his dad's skin was falling off. You know, old folks just like literally sores everywhere. The skin got healed in just a few months. He knew who he was again. It was like Valhalla. And they just said, no, because when you're on Coumadin, you can't have vitamin K, they say, or the blood gets thick again. That's the end of it. And now his dad doesn't know who he is again. And the issue is the doctor said, no. And then they'll argue, well, we live longer than we used to. Oh, really? Type into the search engine, U.S. life expectancy drops. Now, see, the way they do this is they artificially degenerate you. Then they have systems to get the money out of you to keep you alive. They have treatments for the diseases they've helped engineer. So they treat the symptoms. And the average doctor's compartmentalized doesn't know this, even though their own literature admits that the statins are killing you and destroying the brain and the heart, even though they admit you need the salt. People don't have vitamin C. In fact, he's not even supposed to get a lot of vitamin C. Now imagine, your skin degenerates, your brain, the collagen connections are built and basically maintained via the metabolic integration between the cholesterols and the vitamin C. But no, you don't get that. So of course he finally gets some vitamins and minerals he can think again.
While the unions are big businessmen, and they're going out like a dinosaur.
Yeah, we used to grow corn in America, but now we grow it on the moon.
They used to grow food in Kansas. Then they want to grow it on the moon.
Well, Bob Dylan, the day has come where all over the country they're trying to pass city ordinances. You have to have an inspection before you can have a garden because you might try to grow drugs or the food you grow might hurt somebody, even though it's big agra, in every case causing the big problems. And where the Amish are now being SWAT teamed on a weekly basis. So, Bob Dylan, you can see a day coming when having your own garden will be against the law. And we got time zone somehow, or she did scramble, doesn't matter. I'll have her back up soon. We only got two mini segments with investment advisor, Solari.com, entrepreneur, president of the Hamilton Securities Group, government officials, this is Secretary of Housing, federal government commissioner, Bush 1, investment banker, managing director, and member of the board of Wall Street firm, Dylan Reed & Co. Doesn't get any more elite than that. Managed portfolio for more than $300 billion in financial assets, liabilities. Catherine Austin Fitz for this segment, the next, and Alan Watts joining us. We'll have you back next week if you can do it. I know you're traveling for a full 30 minutes or an hour. But Catherine, they tell us, maybe we're the recession's ongoing when we're really in a depression. Wall Street's making record profits. The mega banks are. But suddenly they're saying, maybe the recovery never happened. Where is the economy right now? Now they're saying, I guess QE3 is coming. Where are we right now?
Alex, the economy is slugging its way through what I call a slow burn. And the slow burn is a process whereby the insiders steadily drain off subsidy from the outsiders. And, of course, now we're not just eating through the fat, we're eating through the muscle. And it's very painful. And it's a structural change. What you're doing is we've rebalanced the economy so that manufacturing in many and a lot of agriculture is much more a global trade, and that's having a devastating impact to the middle class in the United States and Europe, because what we've done is we've sort of taken the retirement savings of the baby boomers and shifted it out of investment here and into investment in the emerging markets and space. And as a result, a lot of people are waking up now and and their both their financial situation and their political situation has changed radically. Everybody remembers Ross Perot warning us. Well, it's finally coming true, and that's what's happening. You're watching a very major structural long-term adjustment of the baby boomers aging and the money having been pulled out and gone, and now we're...
Now, you worked on the inside, though. Break it down. I mean, this is strategic. This is planned.
Yes. Oh, this is absolutely planned. This is, you know, it's very interesting. In the 90s, early 90s, we knew that this was all happening with the change in the global rules, whether it was the NAFTA agreements or the Uruguay round of GATT. And so we knew that the jobs are going to leave America. And the frightening thing about it was that, you know, we knew what we needed to do. We needed to help build new skills, and we needed people to pay down their debt. And instead, we had a debt bubble. We did the opposite, and that was a way of pulling vast amounts of money out of the economy, and literally everybody financially partied, not realizing that there was going to be hell to pay at the end. And so what we did was, you know, I called it the fraudulent inducement of America. Rather than encouraging people to save and pay down their debt and learn new skills so that they could be more competitive in a global economy, we encouraged them to build and buy bigger houses and take on more debt. And, you know, sort of misbehave. So,
and why shouldn't they? Because the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and others that, you know, that control the big private banks, they make it all out of nothing and then get the world they want us dependent. And so that's why they launch these credit cards into, you know, college students with no jobs mailboxes to get them into debt, all part of a plan. We're going to come back in 1 minute for a final 5 minutes with our guest to look at where she sees the economy going from here as Moody's warns of the U.S. losing credit rating.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Catherine Austin Fitch, big news just breaking. At drudgereport.com, we're getting it up at infowars.com and prisonplanet.com right now, but we're going to integrate it in with the Standard & Poor's, what, just 2 months ago said the U.S. is in danger of losing its AAA rating, meaning instead of, you know, owing $14 trillion, it would go up exponentially to the bankers, to the insiders. Now Moody's warns risk of U.S. losing its credit rating. I mean, it looks like the big implosion is getting close. What do you see?
Skeptical of a big implosion. I think we have a political explosion about to happen, Alex, which is if you look at the Fed budget, there's a competition between interest on the debt, the military, and retirees. And I think part of what you're watching is a political move to set the retirees to get their benefits cut. And that this is really a political explosion more than an economic implosion. So I'm skeptical because if you look at the fundamental economics, there doesn't, you know, the U.S. credit rating doesn't have to, as an economic matter, get worse. And so I'm not saying they're not running it in a highly irresponsible or financially irresponsible way, but I think what you're watching is a political move underway.
Expand on that.
Okay, so if you look at the federal budget, we're running very significant deficits, and for many, many years, the baby boomers, my generation, has been net energy plus. We put our money in Social Security, and that money's used to finance the deficit. Well, now that we've started to retire, of course, it's turning net negative. And so if you're the Congress or the Senate, your big question is, well, am I going to continue to pay the interest on the debt? Well, yes, I want to do that because I want to continue to float the debt. Or do I want to pay the military? Well, yes, I do, because they're running around the world making sure the Chinese buy more treasuries. Or do I want to pay the retirees who are now net cash flow negative to the budget And so that's the politically weak group. And if you look at the national debt, we have tremendous amounts of contingent liabilities for Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. So there's a political squeeze coming where now that you shift off the retirees' money, you're going to cut their benefits. And so I think what you're watching is the positioning of all the parties in the financial ecosystem to start to say, oh, well, the responsible thing to do is to cut Social Security and cut Medicare and Medicaid and to cut the sort of social safety net. And that's part of this move. So I think...
Yeah, they're getting ready for the austerity, but then the taxes will still go up because they've now gotten us in this third world position where everything goes to the private bankers who got all this through fraud.
Well, if you want to ask where the money is, I mean, the first thing I would ask is not sort of looking at the federal deficit today. We know that there are trillions of dollars that went missing in the federal government, and there are trillions of dollars that disappeared on the bailout. And so my attitude, I think of this as like a milk bucket that's got a hole in the bottom where money is disappearing into all these places mysteriously, and people keep telling me there's no milk in the milk bucket, and I have to put more in. Well, my attitude is, first of all, I want to know where all the money disappeared to. Then I want to stop the hole, because I don't want to put more milk in a bucket that's got a hole in the
bottom. But now we know, thanks to some of the lawsuits by AP and Bloomberg, that almost all of it went to offshore classic Rothschild banks and things like that. So, I mean, we've just been completely swept.
If you look at this amount of money, Alex, it's much too much money to just make the Rothschilds rich. In other words, you know, you're talking about trillions and trillions of dollars. That is a fundamental difference in how the whole planet is being run.
Yeah, they're sucking the blood out to rewrite the planet. Incredible. Do you agree with that statement?
Right. They're re-engineering governance on planet Earth. It's that big. And that's the issue that's got to be dealt with before we decide who puts it in.
No, I hear you. A great job. Right. Solari.com. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
Alan Watts, straight ahead.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Alan Watt is one of the most well-read researchers who has a deep understanding of the globalist master plan of anybody I've ever talked to, because I've done exhaustive, ongoing, deep research, and Alan's one of the few people that I can actually routinely learn something from, and we always have great banter back and forth as we basically integrate our information together. He's with us for the rest of the hour. There's so many world news issues, so many things happening. I know we've got callers holding. I will get to you with Alan, those that are holding at least. If I go through those calls, I'll give the number out again for other folks to join us. In fact, here's the number, 800-259-9231. But we have all of these, you know, incredible economic implosions that have been designed. I made Obama deception more than 2 years ago, broke down everything Obama would do. And it's as if it was prophecy. It's not. We understand the blueprint. We understand who these puppets are. Fall of the Republic, part two, year and a half ago. Alan Watts in that. Incredible. Breaks it down even more detail. It's really the Obama deception part two, but it's called Fall of the Republic. Those are DVDs, by the way, available at Infowars.com. You may know all about this information, but your friends and family don't. They're ready to hear the truth. More and more of them are. Now is the time to give them the truth. The fact that my show has gone from being off and on between 50 and 100 affiliates over the years, it moves back and forth, the stations are bought and sold and things, to now gaining three affiliates, big, large stations in large cities, larger media groups, not the big giant Clear Channel, but others below that, the next tier down, are putting me on the air, is because they realize their children have no future. I've talked to some of these program directors. I've talked to some of these station owners and network owners. They now know we were right about this. They now know the world government is real. I mean, here I am on the cover of Talkers Magazine in March, keynote speaker this year. Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, folks like that are going to be there. They say fastest growing radio show in the country, rewriting the media paradigm. Now, my point is not to brag about my success. It's to point out the truth is starting to really get some purchase. purchase when you're climbing up a mountain. We're starting to really get some toe holds, some finger holds to be able to really get out of this ditch we're in. I know the globalists are not invincible, but they are impregnable and invincible if you will not research the facts and face the full horror of these eugenics madmen and their master plan. You are handicapped. I am handicapped mentally by not facing just how wicked they are. Now, I've covered a lot of news today, but I want to bring up to Alan Watt first, and then we'll get into some of the more contemporary news with him. Press releases by CERN, where they admit they created a quark gluon plasma, a particle of it, by the speed of light accelerating lead together, which in their own calculations they admit could destroy the planet Earth, but they still did it, and are preparing to do thousands more tests. They did create it. It weighs a centimeter sugar cube size, would weigh 40 billion tons, or many times more than the heart of a sun. It's close to black hole mass level. They go on to describe the unique material is 100,000 times hotter than the sun and denser than any known object other than a black hole. Now, before they started doing these tests, top physicists came out and said this thing could sink to the center of the Earth, then start pulling mass in, might grow for a year, 20 years, they don't know, depending on its size, and then suddenly you wouldn't know anything until it went to its next division and it was its next level of mass, and the whole planet would be imploded, just like in the last Star Trek movie that came out a year ago. They're throwing this in your face, and while Alan's talking, we'll show that clip of the planet being imploded behind us. They're coming out with open-air genetically engineered species. They've got this new super E. coli that is a super mutation and highly infectious and toxic and resistant to antibiotics. Meanwhile, we have now many years in Europe and the U.S. of live viruses being sprayed on the E. coli, on the rotten meat they feed us, so they can still feed it to us. Top scientists said it's a live vaccine. It will give rise to super mutations of E. coli. We drink E. coli feces in the aspartame, a chemical weapon. If you don't believe me, folks, just search manufacturing process aspartame. I mean, I could go on for hours of how the globalists are pell-mell trying to destroy the creation, claiming they're trying to protect it, writing countless volumes about how they believe they're going to merge with machines and become God. They may have all the power, issue all the currency, but they're power mad like Caligula and are probably going to destroy the Earth. Alan Watt, what are we facing? Why are they attempting to one-up each other on who can destroy the planet?
It's difficult to know, Alex, if they're really planning to do this kind of thing. Are they telling us they have this technology to terrify us even more into a state of abject terror? Because we're in the age, remember, of terror creation, and this is part of terror creation as well. And no doubt that they have all of this technology and probably had it for an awful long time. Whenever they discuss to the public by the media that they're working on something, it's generally obsolete long ago. They've had it for many, many, many years. So I think part of it really is to add to the tension and the fearfulness in society in general. Because with most people you understand who don't follow the real news, they follow the standard news, they do believe what they're told, and that fear acts upon them. And they turn to government to help them and look after them like children. And that's the intention of fear creation. And I really think this is part of it too. They've had this technology, I'm sure, for many years.
Well, Alan, expanding on all of this and looking at what the globalists are up to, clearly they are approving things. They are rolling out GMO systems. And I've talked to the top scientists that were involved in developing many of these systems. They admit they don't even know how this stuff's going to mutate. Or are you saying that this is a split off technological civilization and that they're more advanced than we know?
Well, going back to big planners, people who took part in shaping the culture that we've lived through in our lifetime, who was born long before us, the Bertrand Russell said eventually the elite will be almost like a separate species. Well, I think technically they are, because you see, they're given access to very high technologies and sciences. not the lower type that we're all used to, not the stuff that comes out in popular science. And I think their whole ability to defeat virus and the bacterium in the system is using a different technology altogether. They're certainly not stuck on penicillin and so on, as we are. So they're not bothered about that. They're immune. They're immune to most of these deadly diseases. And part of the payoff they give the lackey politicians, the higher politicians, is to get in on inoculations of their family and themselves with the real stuff. The real stuff that will, one shot probably will stop all bacterium from taking off in your system. Instead of going after individual bacterium, they'll take off. They'll kill every deadly type of bacterium before it starts to take off in your body. And so they've had this for an awful long time. Back in the 80s, for instance, in the U.S., Canada, and the British Commonwealth countries, the same year, I think it was 85, 86, the government suddenly just stated that all politicians and families and the higher bureaucrats of the country would be given access to full medical treatment in high technological military establishments. And I thought, well, why is that when they've got the best hospitals elsewhere for the public and all that? And I knew something was up then. And I remember when different outbreaks hit Canada, the politicians, for instance, the flesh-eating bacterium suddenly hits the country. And one of the politicians in the federal government came down with it. It transpired that he was given shots in his arm, and in his leg, sorry, and that's where he got the flesh-eating bacteria. And the same article said his wife and daughter also had it to a minor degree, and they both had it in their arm. So they were given shots against this stuff. The general public weren't. And you always find one person in maybe 10,000 who'll get a more live bacterium.
By the way, Alan, we saw that 2 years ago when it came out that Merkel and the government officials were being given a special, quote, clean vaccine. Then we learned in England and the U.S., they have special medical divisions that serve them, and they're given something else than us. So clearly this is going on.
And also, too, remember when Lady Diana was on the go doing her partying across the world, a reporter was allowed to follow her for 2 or 3 weeks, and he saw her lifestyle, and the promiscuity was incredible in that class of being. And he asked one question towards the last few days, and he said, aren't any of you worried about getting AIDS or venereal disease? And he said there was a stunned silence. They all looked at each other like it was crazy. Well, and I figured out, I said, because they've all got the real shots that stop all of that. They don't get these things like we do.
Well, that's right. Science, and more of this is being admitted, that there is a breakaway civilization under national security. And now we know that, you know, it wasn't just H.G. Wells pre-1900 writing about atomic weapons. We now know there were books written in the 1850s about atomic weapons, and it really wasn't just Max Planck in 1900 that developed the idea. And then we see the stealth helicopter with the fake bin Laden killing, crashing. They now admit they want the whole military to go drone and robot, so, and they'll have robots working on the drones and the robots, where humans won't even be needed. That's why they call it the end of history, the end of humanity, why the future doesn't need us.
Mm-hmm, that's correct. That's all part of that. And towards the end, all of the big writers, from Charles Galton Darwin all the way down to the present time, the United Nations talk about the need to rapidly reduce the population. Rockefeller, in his last major world speech with the Lucky Gene Club, as they call it, said the same thing. We need rapid depopulation. So this is the time now to start bringing out the killer bacterium, which will affect the general population. We've already had an outbreak in Ontario now. It's come supposedly from Pakistan. And it's not.
Yeah, sure. Stay there. We'll be right back. Meanwhile, the UN just got caught again shooting kids up with polio. Okay, Alan Watt is back with us, got a better phone connection with him. Alan, looking at the current economic implosion and what's happening right now, the IMF, the World Bank documents are on record. We told people decades ago that they would implode the world economy through derivatives when they got rid of Glass-Steagall, that they would then offer a new global government as the bank of the world, as the solution. We've got more news reports where the federal government admits that the cap and trade is a carbon tax to shut down our industrial operations. In fact, here it is, CNS News. Obama's commerce nominee, cap and trade, good for hiding carbon taxes. And they go on to shut down industrial operations. See, people don't get this. The monopoly men want to shut down industrial operations. They want to make us dependent. They want to herd us into the cities. They don't want alternative energy. It's the opposite of that. But to control that movement, they then try to finance it with the tax incentives so they can direct it in the way they want. And now, debt fears. U.S. rating could be placed under review, warns Moody's. It was Standard & Poor's 2 months ago. That's two of the three rating agencies. Gives lawmakers until mid-July to show progress in talks. That means cutting the benefits, raising taxes, giving the bankers more or they'll raise the debt level. Economic horror as data plunges. Joblessness increases. So I thought the economy was great, Alan. Where are they going? What do the globalists want to do?
Well, they've said it many times, even long ago. They said there must never be another America across the world, and the best thing they could do was dismantle all the industry within America. That was all part of this big plan. And this is the phase you're going through now. I've said for years that as America, which was the military machine to standardize the world for the big boys, when they were finishing off the last of their jobs, they'd pull the rug from under their feet at home. And that's what you're seeing now. And you understand, too, nothing is debated in front of the public. Nothing of any import is debated at all. It's done in very high meetings with high-level bureaucrats from across the world signing agreements.
Well, we got that from the SPP and other documents that have been, lawsuits have been filed to get them. They go into these North American Union EU meetings. The Fortune 100 is there, and they actually tell the leaders of the different federal departments what they're going to do, and they absolutely click their heels and follow it.
Yes, they call the guys Sherpas. Sherpas are the bureaucrats who spend a year traveling across the world negotiating with other countries' bureaucrats, and they draft up all the stuff that's signed at these G8 and G20 meetings, and they just go and have a big party at the G20 meetings and sign their names to the documents. When Rothschild came out in Britain and said that his family's private bank in Switzerland would handle all the carbon trade for the planet, backed by Al Gore, of course, then when you make an announcement like that, they're not giving you a suggestion. They're telling you how it's going to be. This is a must-be, as they call it. It's not going to be debated through any Congress or Parliament. It's simply done. And that's when they go to some such work and spend years setting the whole system up, they don't back off and say the public don't want it. We better give them public what they want. That doesn't happen. But there's no input at all in today's society of anything called democracy, unless you're an NGO funded by the foundations. So Australia, as you know, it's really almost a feminist government now, Fabian socialist, and they're the first ones to go carbon neutral, as they call it. And but half the farmers now can't even plant on their lands because they're classified as carbon sinks. So you still got to pay for the land. No one wants to buy it, so you got to keep paying the taxes for it, and that's you stuck for life. There's no compensation. There's nothing. That's just to be the way across the whole world, except for a few countries that are favored countries. And we know the up-and-coming nations, Brazil, we've got Brazil, India, China is still classed, by the way, as an up-and-coming country, even though it's the manufacturer for the whole planet. They've got tax exemptions. They have, for all investments, by the way, 15 years free tax if you come in to build a factory there.
Yeah, what they do is they shut down all the Western zones and then say no taxes, basically, to go to China or India. And then everything moves there because those countries are already under a tyranny, and it's meant to lower the standard of the rest of the globe. It's all on record. And when you mention, I have the newscast out of England and Australia, how good half the farmland is now off limits. You can't use it. And then they tell the farmers, but you've still got to pay the full tax on it. But then what they do is once they go bankrupt, the government buys it and then gives it to Fortune 500 and then removes the exemptions, just like Obama with the health care, giving over 2,000 waivers to his friends where they don't have to buy the health care, but you do. And General Electric is exempt from the carbon taxes. It's pure mafia evil, just total crime out in the open.
You got to remember, too, Alex, that everything changed in the 70s when the Club of Rome. Now, the Club of Rome is a big premier think tank. Whatever they think about in their big think tanks becomes the way of the future, and everyone listens to them. That's why they're paid to do what they do. And they're given the tasks of how to con the public under different guises. Global warming was one. They were the guys who dreamed up global warming.
Yeah, let's break it down, because you've got all the documents. We've covered it in Endgame. It's premeditated evil. They admit it is. Will the yuppies wake up? Never. They love being conned. They love being hurt. They love being schmucks. They love being scammed. Can wake up the full import of a handful of European families with unlimited money and resources who looked at past oligarchies who had been public and been overthrown and said, let's go behind the scenes, let's operate through stealth, let's buy off the universities, the publishing houses. And they all wrote books, you know, later that were basically just circulated amongst themselves bragging about this. In More Modern Times, Men in Power is a Political Retrospective, 1992. Helmut Schmidt, former German chancellor, admits the whole thing. Carol Quigley, Georgetown political science professor, Bill Clinton's mentor, allowed into the State Department CIA archives. Only print 1,000 copies so that CIA and State Department folks could understand what they were doing. Well, how are we for communists, but we fund them? You know, how are we against fascists, but we fund them? And he explains it all because, you know, their operatives have to understand. And then, of course, the plates got out. It got republished. People didn't care what he said. Then he died, and it's admittedly written by him. And you read it, and it's like you're reading what's happening today. And here's the deal. They believe the world belongs to them, just like our ancestors came to America. It's standard procedure, actually, and said, well, let's just kill all the natives. Let's just kill them. Let's just take their land. It took about 100 years to really demonize them. At first, it didn't work like that. It was just people. But then other native groups would come say, help us wipe out this group. Oh, the natives were just as bad as the white people. It's humans, folks. There's British manuals that are in the National Archives for the French and Indian War about open the sores, have the doctor or the surgeon, two different things, open the sores of your men that have the pustules of the pox. Spread it liberally upon the blanket. Make sure that within one day it works best to deliver it to the Indians. Biological warfare. And so the globalist, I mean, look at every culture. The Israelites, you know, ordered, go in, kill everybody, take the land. Don't even keep their animals, kill their animals as well. Every culture, the Romans would go in, wipe out entire groups. This is standard procedure. But they're just getting us ready for that great point. Alan Watt, how close are we until the globalists go ahead and start really wiping folks out en masse? Or do they want to first dehumanize us and toy with us a bit more and just watch us die of the cancers and the diabetes and the GMO? Because in most of their documents, as you know, they talk about once the real planetary control system's in place, they want to go ahead and devastate a billion and then get everybody scared. We'll all run to their arms and keep us safe from the terrorists or keep us safe from the mutations. And they'll, we'll take care of you, honey. And then they kill 2 billion and now we're down to 6 billion. Then they wipe out another 2 billion. I mean, more and more, they're not just saying they want to kill 80% as the UN documents, and you know, that's the standard number. Now they're having debates about, should we kill all humans? Are humans a parasite disease? Alan Watt, what is their master plan? In like 5 minutes, what are they planning to do from your research?
Well, first is touch on what they've already done. And since the 50s, they've given us the cancer vaccines. They've given us GMO food. We've had pesticides from military industrial waste to put on as a fertilizer since World War II. Cancer is going to kill everybody that's alive today. So they have been killing us off on quite a good clip since the 50s. But it's not enough. It's not fast enough now. Abortion, of course, is ratcheted up too. I noticed even in today's paper, they say that the census in the U.S. says that there are far fewer births now in America than they've ever had before, and that'll get worse as the economy goes down the hill. So
that's right. The entire West is dying. Replacement rate of 1.3 for every two adults, 1.3, and of course it'll be impossible now to pay for the baby boomers. That was designed that way, so they're going to have to be killed.
Yes, and what they've also said in Britain and the Canada. And the U.S. at the same time, by the way, because Harper did the same thing in Canada, is trying to bring more young foreigners in to replace the people who are dying off. Healthy young people who can, again, pay off the national debt. That's the excuse for it. But so they accomplish a whole bunch of things. They deculturalize the people by bringing in the most diverse cultures en masse, large groups who will not assimilate.
And then you make them the cops and the CPS workers. I've had members of British Parliament on. Most of the CPS there are Eastern Europeans who came from Soviet terror, and they can't speak English, and they take your kid and billy club you. I mean, it's just siege forces of foreigners, yes.
Yes, and Tony Blair, the assistant prime minister to Tony Blair, came out and said that their orders were to, again, open the floodgates to immigration, again, from those diverse cultures, to eradicate the last vestiges of British culture. It must be gone forever. So totally destroy the culture. The people who come in have no loyalty to the country. They don't know what democracy or republicanism means, don't care to know. They're being well paid for taking over. But as I say, it's not fast enough a kill. The next part is the rapid de-urbanization into the major cities. That all their major books have said this would be the final part. And then once in there, they'll have you on extreme rationing for food. The UN has said that too, by the way, when they set up the UN's Department of Agriculture.
Food is a weapon. Henry Kissinger's Memorandum 200, yep. The 96 UN food meeting Beijing. We will use it as a weapon. We're going to kill you. Post-industrial. We are murderers. But we're liberal, so it's cute and funny.
That's right. And then, of course, once you're crammed together and you're in a poor diet, you're wide open to all infections, and then they will release the proper infections in the right places at the right time. And again, it'll be made to sound quite natural. Oh, it's just this and it's that by the media. It's as poor.
Well, they're already pre-programming, you call it predictive programming, all these shows on history, discovery, books, end caps at grocery stores. The world after man, the end of humanity, yeah. Earth is going to throw us off. Super plagues are coming because we're overpopulated. Then you have all the documents they're creating it. I mean, it's now been released that the mainline document here openly the USDA is funding corn that sterilizes you, rice that sterilizes you, but then, and I've got all the links up on Infowars.com, and then meanwhile, the ones they've already made do this, they're already doing it.
They've been sterilizing us gradually from 1950 onwards by the polio vaccine and others as well. And as you say, I mean, Rockefeller's Golden Rice Project for the third world countries, that's the side effect of it, it sterilizes the men. They've known that for years, and they promote that through the United Nations. So we're really getting hit hard with it. They don't want us to live very long. And they've got their timetables, too. They want us to be vastly reduced by the year 2030. And in between 30 and 50, they'll bring in their new super city states across the world, the end of nations, just a few very high-tech super cities where those who are deemed worthy to come through will live, who will be very valuable to their system or their city state, scientific elite, technocrats, that kind of thing. They don't need the old type manual labor, the semi-skilled workers. And they don't need to...
You just hit on something key, and I want to expand on that. If you actually read their documents, as you've done, but for folks that want to go look into this, they have 10 regions, but they destroy the nation state. They want it all weak with just global corporate rules, with then heavily armed city states with their own private mercenary military. So they're actually going back to the feudal system. It's not really one big loving globe. It's city states together waging war against the barbarian populations as they see us. Basically, it's the elite telling us through the Sean Connery film, Zardoz.
That's right. Zardoz was a great wake up, and most folk missed what it meant. But it was the whole eugenics plan right there. And again, a super elite who would come through and live in a big shielded bubble-type city, force fields, live forever, because David Suzuki in Canada said a few years ago on CBC television...
All his maggots.
Yeah, he said, now we can make a person live for 500 years if we so wish. And he's a geneticist as well, as a human hater.
Oh, yeah, they've already found all the gene triggers. They're not giving it to us. They could give us extended life. We could have off-world colonies, but we don't get any of that. We get to be exterminated like cockroaches, and these people get to go onto the stars, and the yuppies love it.
Yes, and also, I mean, I've read the articles and the books by the people like Charles Galton Darwin, And then they truly believe in Darwinism. They believe, and they always give you the same analogies of the bacteria working on the soil. In comes a fungus after that and dies away, preparing the soil for the acorn to grow. What they're saying is, you see, we, the working type people, the average people in the middle classes, are all preparing the soil for them, for the oak tree to go on.
We're the cocoon, and that's what all their writers and culture makers, like Arthur C. Clarke, tell us on the mission. We're going to have to decide who's purified. And yes, the elite's going to have to fight the computer, their own creation as well, to decide who is reborn into the Luciferian Superman.
Yes. And also, too, they're quite, they've been testing clones for many, many years and secret bases and islands, too, of course, offshore. And they can literally create their new types of slaves, exactly like Huxley said in Brave New World. And so there's no problem about that.
By the way, that's admitted. Washington Post 7 years ago had a little footnote about Argentina with part human, part chimpanzees in U.S. government labs, but you're not allowed to see them. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so they're all set to do that. So our only function right now is to pay taxes, provide the troops for finishing off the countries that won't go under and join the system. And that's it. Our job is literally done. They've taken away the industry. They don't need us anymore. And they're already, again, as you well know, they're putting in the rewilding projects. They're putting in pumas into Florida and stuff like this.
And they write books. I mean, take Bill Joy, co-owner of Sun Microsystems. He writes in 99, April issue Wired Magazine. He said, I went to him in a meeting, 200 computer company owners, and we talked about, do we kill everybody? Mm-hmm. And he wrote an article saying, we're discussing and we're going to entertain you and let you hurt the earth, or we're going to kill you. And the decision is kill you. And yep. And the yuppies are like, oh, that's good. You know what I like? I like how the yuppies all say, yeah, well, there are too many people. Like, they're part of the elite, Alan. Like they're
well,
not being
again,
targeted.
I've watched so many science fiction movies down through their lifetime that they really do believe, yeah, I know all this stuff, therefore I'm somehow in the right club. But no, knowing about it doesn't mean you're in the right club at all. These guys know who they want. They picked they selected the families many years ago who will come through this. And they don't need the rest of us at all. We're expendable, completely expendable. Yeah.
And, you know, my dad was approached because he was top of his class by UT when he was a junior in high school. They took 160 of them in there, and then they took a few of the smartest, I think he said six of them aside, and openly said, we're setting up world government. Eugenics is good. Hitler had the wrong idea. He only went after certain groups. We're going after everybody. And my dad was creeped out by it. Got out of the program. But that goes on at every university. And they just go around picking through the people they want to be their minions, and all the rest of us are scheduled to be killed.
Yes, and again, Bertrand Russell did a very good article on that. He said that we give scholarships to the brighter ones. We bring them into the Ivy League universities. And if they fulfill certain conditions, like getting up their family, forgetting their family, forgetting their past, and joining the club, then they would be very useful. He said if they will not give up their families, if they still want to be attached to the lower class they came from, then we must get rid of them. And he said those who are very intelligent and who will not join us are a problem. Therefore, they must be eradicated or eliminated. Yeah.
And that's why the police openly are taught the founding fathers are bad, liberty is bad. And they won't hire police with over 100 IQ. That's now confirmed.
Anyone today, Alex, anyone who has an ability to communicate what is happening to the public, we're down on every single list for first collection when it comes along. We're all down on the list. So they all have them. Yeah, all countries have them. Yeah.
And through compartmentalization, they take the funny thing is we're trying to save the dumbed-down brutish people, but they are the attack dogs of the people that are soft-killing them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they love it.
Most people will never believe that other human beings cold-bloodedly sit down at tables and draft up plans on how to kill them. They cannot believe that. They think that's something from the past, some ancient past somewhere. They think that Hitler or Stalin were aberrants. They don't realize, no, that the real aberrants are picked on every generation to work in the big think tanks and for government. To work on these very problems, and they're just like farmers. They look at the farm, and if the cattle aren't producing, you don't keep feeding them like pets. You kill them, you kill them off. And literally, that's how they describe the public. They're the farmers, we're the cattle, and we're not producing. There's no more purpose for
us. And this is their philosophy, thousands of books, statements, all admitted, all out in the open. Rockefeller Foundation about how they're going to sterilize us, 1966, all being done, all happening. But the average cop listening says, I don't care. I decide to not believe this. I like my petty power. Alex Jones is bad. Alan Watt is bad. He's saying my government isn't good. And for that petty power, they will sell themselves and their whole family right into death. But then they're not the bad guys compared to the yuppies.
Yeah. And you also have a generation who've been purposely bred. I mean bred and raised. On video games, kill, 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 who wins? Guys with the black uniforms, I want power, I don't want to be on the losing side. And that's a generation that's grown up now who wear the uniforms. They're perfect for this time in history. They're bred and created for this time in history. And when their job is over and there's nobody to beat up and put in prison, then they're disposed of too.
Well, that's why in all the really internal Pentagon documents and FBI documents, it's the veterans that they hate the most, because that's a killing machine that we've statistically noticed after 30 tends to wake up to what happened as they become more mature. We've got to focus on them. We've got to bring them into our VAs. We got to shoot them up. That's why they all use delay kill weapons on them, like DU and things that are perfect to kill you 10, 20 years after you get out. It's all been actuaried. It's all been figured out perfectly.
Yeah, after the Vietnam War, the U.S. did put out some drafts about that thing. They're afraid that these guys, now that they're fully trained in armaments and warfare, they might turn on the government. So you've noticed since about 1980 onwards, they started to experiment with these drugs on all the troops across all the countries, by the way, for NATO, and give them drugs which makes them hallucinate. They have flashbacks. They go berserk when they come back home. And
they give them pills. They give them pills where they, quote, don't remember the bad memories. And please continue.
Yes, and lots of them are physically wrecked by the injections they get. They become crippled with all kinds of really old age diseases. They come down quickly with osteoarthritis and things like this.
But as long as the globalists run TV ads with jingoistic, how much we love the troops, and if they're on the airplane, the pilot says, thank the troops that are on board, not let's not steal their pension funds, let's not inject them with cancer viruses. It's just as long as we tell them we care about them. Again, it's perception is reality.
See, everything's run like a big assembly line, really. And all they have to get out of the troops is maybe 2 to 4 years. That's all they need them for. And there's always a fresh bunch of unemployed to take their place. And it's an ongoing thing because really we're self-sustaining, basically.
And they want insecure poor people who feel like they were nothing. They take them, sleep deprivised, shave their heads, classic cult brainwashing. Then they tell them, you're now built back up. You now serve the system. You live forever. But really the system sees them as a worthless animal, as Henry Kissinger told them. Are you animals? Do you have the will to look at the enemy program and understand who they are and join the Republic and defeat the globalist? Or will you serve your own destruction?
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I really love the banter back and forth with Alan Watt because it really illustrates how serious all this is. We're going 5 minutes into overdrive the next hour. It's very frustrating and painful, though, to study this all the time, to know how real it is, to read the books they write about how we're scum and they're going to win and it's a total revolution. They've taken their time. They're so dedicated. They're so hateful towards humanity. They hate each other as well. And it's because the gullibility of good people has allowed this to happen. And now it's all coming to a head, but a lot of positive things are happening in the awakening as well. Alan, in all the news you've been seeing lately, what strikes you as most important, in the current diversions that are going on? The attempt to start war with Pakistan and China, or where do you see all this going?
They're already at war with Pakistan. They've been giving them polio vaccines now that are giving the Pakistanis polio. That's out in today's news. And through the World Health Organization, which is used as warfare purposes, too. That's what the UN is, in fact.
Oh, everywhere they go, they inject them with live weaponized, they kill them. It's freedom.
Yeah. And also, at least the Pakistanis are waking up. What I see now, though, is that the big banks who own all the big multinational corporations that are going not only into big bombs and so on and drones, also going into all your surveillance. They own all your surveillance systems. They're now giving over, but it's an article here, but from the Scotland Herald, the newspaper, they're privatizing the British military's nuclear arms industry. That all the bases with nuclear armaments are being given over to Lockheed Martin, a private company. So this is the start now of the takeover of the same big bunch, the private consortiums, taking over literally all of your armaments and running the bases. They're the bosses over the over the governmental military. That's happened already. So that's been agreed in Britain to give it over lock, stock and barrel, nuclear submarines, all the Trident missiles, everything to Lockheed Martin to run all these bases. So we're seeing it going exactly the same way as Quigley said, a new feudal system, and the CEOs of the corporations are the new feudal overlords.
By the way, I've got the Natural News report, and they've got links to UNICEF admitting it. 78% of Pakistani children with polio were given polio vaccines, and we saw that the last, well, really 50 years in a row, but every year it's little AP, CBS News articles. We put them up last year. Oh, the UN accidentally gave weaponized polio orally or by shot to kids in Brazil, kids in South Africa, kids in Pakistan. Yeah. It's an accident. Oh.
The ones that gave them in Nigeria, the World Health Organization, was the oral vaccine. And it's a live vaccine, polio. And they ended up giving them a new strain of polio to which there's no treatment at all.
Oh.
So they're being killed off, and that's, again, what Kissinger said. He said...
And they do it out in the open, and they get caught over and over again.
Yeah.
But somebody kidnaps one kid. The police are on the news. Everybody's freaking out. Fox News. The government cares about you, this one child. Meanwhile, they're murdering people en masse. Giant child kidnapping rings. Killing whoever they want. Spiking over 100 million Americans. The CDC admits died from cancers, viruses, SV40 in the flu... in the polio. I mean, it's all admitted. But people won't wake up to the murdering going on.
I believe it. They cannot believe because they watch TV and their comedy shows and the familiar faces and their favorite newscasters. They can't believe that human beings they cannot believe there are human beings completely different from themselves who run the world. They cannot believe it. That monsters could do this. Therefore, they don't want to believe it, and they choose not to.
Yeah, well, there you go. I was even unaware of the latest Pakistan round. For 4 or 5 years they've been there injecting them with live polio. And then Pakistan's government's paid off. They let the UN in to continue it, and the UN's been caught injecting kids with HIV. They've been caught... I mean... But again, they're the UN. Miss America likes them, so it's okay. I mean, come on. Paralyzing and killing kids is loving. Come on. All right, final 5 minutes. We got to have Alan Watt back for a full hour, maybe even longer, very soon. Because he's so spot on with his analysis. Cutintothematrix.com is his powerful website. A lot of great audios up there. His books, DVDs. It's all absolutely vital. Just a short example here. With my firstborn 8 years ago, we searched, you know, Googled mainline pediatricians that won't push vaccines on you. And we found one of the biggest ones in Westlake. And I went there, and the guy had a couple doctors under him. He's since retired. And after my second child was born, I'd known him a few years, you know, taking him into the doctor for the yearly checkup and not taking shots. He goes, "Listen, Alex, don't tell anybody I told you this. Don't use my name, but... you know, doctors are supposed to volunteer once a year, and I do, that for city clinics, we're giving the 1970s oral polio vaccine that's illegal to give in the U.S., but we were ordered to do it, to the minority kids that has the live SV40. Well, I mean, that's ongoing. And in fact, it isn't the old vaccine. They make new, it's done on purpose. And as you know, Alan, it embeds itself in the cell walls. It triggers when hormones drop, generally at about 55. So it's, you're done working, now here's your cancer. And even if it doesn't kill you, you spend all your savings to them. And we know the Rockefellers 80 years ago pioneered cancer research. But the issue here is, here's all the, you know, mainstream admissions that in this Natural News article, they have nine different links to mainstream news admitting that the UN is giving the kids polio. I mean, these are murdering eugenics killers on purpose. And how do you warn the public about this?
So difficult because it's such a massive campaign on television all the time, even through fiction as well, and dramas and movies of how wonderful doctors and hospitals are. That's our impression, same as cops and detectives and so on. It's all propaganda. So it's very hard to get through to them. They don't want, again, they cannot believe. And that's a domesticated public. They're domesticated. They believe what they're told because they believe that there are superior, intelligent beings living above them who take care of all the big problems. That's what socialism really is. And they've all been socialized into this system. So they cannot believe that experts would ever do anything deliberately to harm them. And so they'll eat anything that comes on the shelves, any kind of candy, and they never read it. Well, they'd never give us that if it harmed us. It's the same with the cell phones, too. They'd never give that to us if it harmed us. And that's how domesticated the public generally are. They can't think for themselves.
And now they're telling us, oh, we knew 30 years ago it increased all these rare brain tumors that are now common, and we're now putting all this wireless microwave in everywhere, and it's going to kill you, but we told you so.
Yeah, and you have to think for yourself. You have to be an individual. If you cannot be an individual, then what are you? You're part of the common herd. And the common herd are domesticated and socialized.
Here's my final question, Alan. We got to have you back soon. Why do these social engineers have a universal rule that they've got to tell you what they're going to do to you before they do it?
Because it's legality. Everything that they admit to you is a legality. It's your choice whether you take their heed the warning or not. And literally, they want you to consent to your own death or destruction or injury, whatever it may be. They want your consent to it. Consent is a legality in the law. Even silence is consent by law. So they're telling you, and if you're one of the wise ones, you'll take the heed, take the hint, and do the right thing, and not take this or that or the other. So that's how they like it to be. They don't like future historians to say, we forced people to do this. They like to write it the way people were warned, but they decided to, and this is what happened to them. Millions died or millions
didn't
die. Yeah,
every culture has the same parable to describe reality through fiction, that the vampire, whether it was the Latin Americans or the Greeks or the Japanese with the vampire, that the vampire has to tell you he's coming and has to trick you to give him entrance into your home.
Yeah. Everything is contractual, really. And you sign a contract or buy a silent agreement. That's the same as signing a contract to go along with.
Well, Alan Watt,
voting is a contract to allow tyrants to do whatever they want with you.
CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com, our site's InfoWars.com. Alan, we'll have you back very soon. Thanks for spending time with us. Retransmission starts now. Mega Rant, straight ahead.